Hello and welcome to the Indigo Minute Podcast. I am your host, Maxim Presence, the Ascension Alchemist. Thanks for joining me here today as I discuss the archetypes of light. Light is the one substance that all form is made of. You are made of light. Everything that you see is made of light. Your thoughts, your feelings, and all the objects are made of light. You are the creator, and it is your divine birthright to not only have access, but to use light at an infinite creative capacity. Basically, you've got the juice. And it's up to you to use it to create your reality consciously at a preferred, masterful level. As an alchemist, it is your responsibility to be aware of how you're using the light, how you're defining the light, because everything is made of light. The control or command that you have is in your ability to intentionally define and shape the light into specific creative forms and experiences. Light has three main archetypes. These are what you can do with the light. You can create with the light, you can destroy with the light, and you can preserve with the light. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word said, "Let there be light," and creation appeared. And in creation appeared all the creators, and you are the creator, one with creation. And your ability to create with the light is infinite. You can take this infinite light and create any thought that you prefer. You can take this infinite light and you can create any emotion that you prefer to feel. You can even take this infinite light and create an object and densify it to appear in your hand for your use right now. The light is what everything is made of. Even your own physical body is made of light. Your character is a projection of that light within your presence. Your character is a collection of beliefs and definitions and concepts made of light. Light is the one substance. I like to call it white light. And I like to imagine that out of this white light came all the other colors of the rainbow. I like to imagine light as rays of light. I like to imagine these colors of light that came out of the one light as rays of light. And each ray of light has different, unique, but definite qualities that are aspects, puzzle pieces of this white light. There's gold, there's pink, there's green, there's blue, there's violet, there's red and orange, and yellow, and colors that we have not even imagined. See, true unity is in the acceptance of all diversity. The one is the all, and the all are the one. All these different colors, all these different rays of light are aspects of the one light. They all come from the white light. They're all made of the white light. They're unique reflections of it. Without those different colors of the rainbow, the white light would not be complete. It would, to be all that is, to be this infinite light, it has to have all possibility in it. It has to have all creative potential in it. That means everything is made of it. Everything is within it. And the miraculous thing about this is that you are that light. You are literally the structure of existence. You are the matrix of existence. You are a matrix of light. And everything is within you, including your character, including your projected self-image, including your idea of yourself, your small self. Now, you as the presence that contains your character, get to create your character any way that you prefer, any way that's exciting to you. Your character is like your personal representation of your infinite self. So you can define it any way that you find enjoyable to you. This is one of the main archetypes of the light, that you can create yourself any way that you prefer. You can take this infinite light, this white light, and shape it into any kind of thought, any kind of emotion, and install that thought, that emotion, that concept, that belief, that idea, and plant it into your character, and therefore change your character's idea of itself, how it feels, how it's going to experience the reality that you are. So your presence is this formless creator that's able to choose, intentionally choose, what you want to create for your character and for your world, because your world is within you as well. It's made of light, it's within you. And you can also change your world by changing yourself and choosing to bless the world with the light that you prefer. Basically, taking a color, a light ray, out of the white light and painting the world with that light. Imagine yourself as the painter, the artist of your reality. You are painting with light. Now, a practical example of how you're doing this already is when you think a thought and you feel the feeling of the thought, you're using the light to create a thought and a feeling, and that creates an experience and that inspires an action and that changes your reality. So you can start at this level. If you want to experiment with the archetype of light of creation, start by creating a thought like excitement, the thought of excitement, and then feel the feeling of being excited. What would it feel like to have all the things that you are excited about experiencing happening to you right now? How exciting is it to have all the your wildest dreams being fulfilled right now? Generate that feeling of excitement in any way that you prefer, and now place that thought and that feeling of excitement into your character and amplify that as a program within your character. So now you're feeling excited, and that excitement is inspiring you to take action on your passions, and those actions will change your life. So you can take this light and you can create any kind of combination of thought and feeling to change your belief system, to change yourself, to change your idea of who you are and the limits that you choose to experience or lack thereof. This brings me to the second archetype of the light, which is destruction. Destruction is necessary to the creative process. It is not a negative judgment that I'm making here. It is simply a mathematical, subtractive expression of creation. For example, if you're building a house, you've built your house, and now you want to sort of add a new wing to the house. You want to add a new room to the house. You want to add an addition. You need to destroy or deconstruct a wall, not in a negative way, not in a judgmental way, as this is bad, more of a neutral, deconstructive way. And now you have the opportunity to add a new addition because you've made the space for that. So the second aspect of the light, the archetype of light, is destruction. And you can use white light. You can take a ray of light, a notorious one that is used for deconstructing programs that you've created that you don't no longer prefer to experience, is the violet flame. Violet flame is a energy of light, a template of light. It's a flame that doesn't burn you. It actually burns away only the programs and templates that are based in separation consciousness. It also transforms back into neutrality all the programs that are of a lower frequency, in the fear frequency, doubt frequency, and any of the frequencies below that. So the violet flame is an aspect of the white light that is a specific energetic tool that you can use to deconstruct light forms that you've created. And what I mean by light forms is, to be clear here, thoughts, emotions, belief systems that you've created that are reinforcing a negative idea of yourself. So light forms like the belief of I am lacking, unworthy, or less than in any way, those beliefs, those thoughts, those feelings, those energies that reinforce a negative perspective of yourself can be deconstructed neutrally. It's just an understanding that was a choice that was able to be made to experience yourself in a unique way. And now you want to use the archetype of light. You want to deconstruct that and experience yourself differently. You want to experience yourself more expanded, more confident, more energized, more positive, more joyful, more blissful, more happy. You know what I mean? Rather than more limited, more lacking, more doubtful. That experience is just as miraculous and just as valid as feeling more confident, energized, expansive. It's just a matter of choice and preference. So you can use the deconstructive aspect of light. Take the violet flame, which is like a violet ray of light, and shine it onto those beliefs, those thoughts, those emotions that are negative, that you don't prefer, and they will deconstruct them back into a neutral white light, and they won't be, so to speak, battling you while you are creating thought forms, emotions, and new beliefs with this white light that are reinforcing a more expansive self, and a more confident and energized and positive self. You create yourself. You create your reality by your conscious intention and how you're consciously defining this light. It's amazing. It's amazing to think that you created yourself with the light. You created your character with the light. The most advanced tool we have on the planet is the physical body, and you created it with the light, with these complex thought forms and belief systems. And you created all these systems. You've created a physical body with the light because you are at the core of your identity, formless presence. And out of that formless presence, you imagine this character. You imagine this reality. If you created this reality, you made this beautiful creative reality. And it's very valid. And you continue to create it. And as you wake up to yourself, you're creating it more and more consciously, more and more intentionally, more and more ecstatically, joyfully, blissfully. And so with that, that brings me to the third archetype of light, which is preservation. Reality is always changing. It's always changing form. It's changing from one form into another form, into another form, into another form. And it appears that things are very solid and stable, like the table is here indefinitely. But what's actually happening is you are at a very high level, automatically reinforcing the forms, feeding them with your light. You're sustaining them almost automatically so that they're there. But if you weren't there feeding them your light, your energy, your momentum, they're going to fall apart. As you stop giving things your energy, they go away, they wilt away. So with a flower, you need to nurture that flower. So you need to nurture the thoughts and the emotions and the feelings within yourself that you wish to energize and preserve. So you can preserve the things you've created and help them grow. So all three of these archetypes of light, they work together simultaneously. You're at the same time creating as you are deconstructing, as you are preserving what you've created and building upon what you've created. So all three of these things sort of work together. Now, the miraculous thing that I've observed is that as you practice experimenting with the light at a non-physical level, simply starting with creating thoughts and creating feelings, like what do I want to think right now and how do I want to feel right now? At that level, ding, 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 at that level, you will start to become more connected with your creative ability to shape the light. And as you start to do it at that level, you'll start to feel the light take on a texture. These rays of light, they have a feeling to them. It's like you can start to feel the light, the force of the light, and you can start to shape it like a lucid dreamer, aware of yourself being the dream and the character in the dream, and shaping the very substance that you are, the very primary substance of light that you are, that all of you, of your forms are made of. It's almost like the light starts to take on a texture that you can shape and direct into things. Light is so miraculous. As you start to feel it, like a Jedi, start to feel the texture of it, start to direct it, like see it as a thing that you're sending, as an action you're directing at things, into yourself. You can use the light to bless things. You can literally take light and use the archetype of preservation. Take a little bit of that light energy, infinite white light energy, and qualify it as an energizing and a healthy, vibrant life energy, and direct it into a plant. Feed a plant some of this very vibrant life energy and watch as that plant accelerates its growth. It's going to love that light energy as you're sending it into it, and it's going to grow. You could send that light energy into people and empower people. You can send that light into just your atmosphere and lift the very frequency of your atmosphere that you're in. You can do so much with this light, to the point where as you get very masterful with directing the light and managing your own energy at this non-physical energy, you can start to experiment with densifying the light into physical form, because at the end of the day, all physical form is light. And our goal as the alchemist is to transform ourselves into light. But that is a topic for another podcast episode. So since everything is made of light, we can shape that light. We can bless light. We can enrich all life with light. And we can even take that light and create it into a form. We can take it from an energy level and bring it into a physical form. It's like taking air and densifying it into water and then densifying that water into ice. We can take that light and we can densify it into a physical form in our hand. because we are the reality we're in. We are the creator. We are the character and the game. We're the player and the game. So we can shape ourselves. We can shape this light at miraculous levels. But it takes practice, and it takes connection, it takes devotion, and it takes your imagination will make it real. Start in the imagination, and that practice in the imagination will make it real in the physical sense. And you'll be amazed at what you can do with this light. We do this in our practices, masters in Qigong and Tai Chi and Reiki and other forms of healing use this light energy already, this Qi energy, and direct it to heal people. What I'm talking about is only expanding on those concepts. So practice and experiment and uplift, bless, and heal yourselves and others, and make this world heaven on earth. So thank you for joining me on this podcast. This is Indigo Minute Podcast. I am your host, Maxim Presence. Go to indigominute.com to get more content on ascension. Thank you. I love you. And many, many blessings. May the light be always with you.